Harper One and Harper Audio present All of This, a memoir of death and desire by Rebecca Wolfe. This is the author. Dedication for Rebecca. Sometimes death is the beginning of things. Erica Jong. Introduction. Early on in my husband Hal's illness, as we were sitting side by side in his hospital bed, watching 3 a.m. infomercials to the erratic beep of the chemo drip, maniacally laughing because, what the fuck and how the hell did we get here? What is happening? Hal turned to me. Beck, you have to write this book, he said. What book? I asked. The one you're going to write about all of this when I die. It was the first time he had asked me to write about anything, let alone him. In the past, he was at best reluctantly supportive of me writing publicly about my life, his and ours. He struggled with my work on multiple levels, and for many years we clashed as a result. So this felt profound, holy, like receiving an unexpected gift. Tell the truth about everything. It's okay. You have to do it. The whole story. The true story. I promised him, but it wasn't until I actually started writing that I made the same promise to myself. I spent many months writing the wrong book, a book about his truth, not mine. I was protecting him, much like I did when we were married, venerating his good qualities in public forums and deceiving myself in the process. The truth is, I'm relieved to be alone, elated to be on the other side of a relationship that broke me. A marriage that, for many years, felt purgatorial. This is not to say that my grief is inauthentic. The sadness and anger I felt, and still feel, is honest and messy and ever worthy of sensitivity, empathy, and care. But it also looks very different than what is commonly depicted in memoirs written by grieving wives, which is why I felt compelled to write my own. Nobody talks about what grief feels like when the person you're mourning is someone you had for years been preparing to lose in a different way. That a relationship after someone is dead is no less complicated than a relationship with someone who is living. It's okay to miss and mourn someone, but also to feel relief that the suffering is over, in all aspects. I'm not the first and certainly not the last wife to bury a husband she didn't want to be married to anymore. Nor am I the only widow relieved to be out of a relationship that paralyzed her. But I found it nearly impossible to find anyone willing to talk openly about the kind of grief I was feeling when Hal died. I still do. Widows have a long history of holding their tongues so as not to tarnish the legacies of their late spouses, which, in the very nature of marriage, would also sully our own. But contrary to the court of public opinion, death does not forgive us our sins, and looking away from the truth will not change it. I believe we do each other a great disservice by pretending death absolves the departed, that those of us left behind must only hang on to the good. There is no right way to remember the past. It is up to every grieving person to decide for themselves what to keep of what remains. Is it more important to bury the truth of a dead man than to honor the truth of those who survived him? I had to write this book to answer that question, and I believe with every cell in my being that the answer is no. Marriage is labyrinthian on its best days. Even the purest of love stories are infested with idiosyncrasies, the most stable of households flush with fabrication. In order to excavate my experience, I had to first make peace with Hal's humanity and mine. I had to give myself the space to remember him without forgetting, to love and loathe with the same level of compassion, to forgive us both by looking deeper into the story with equal parts celebration and criticism. Most ex-wives cannot write this book because their ex-husbands are still alive. It is because of them I was able to write this. Because they were brave enough to leave when I wasn't. Months before Hal was diagnosed with terminal cancer, he got the following words tattooed on his arm. Rather than love, then money, then fame, give me truth. And this book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?